Okay, we start with the Gemara. The Gemara of the Zara. Your Gimel and Al says, teaches in a Braisa that a person is permitted to go to the market of the non-Jews, of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and it says he's when he buys something, he's permitted to go to the non-Jewish court to have them sign for him an affidavit, a letter that says a title of deed that this object belongs to him. Now normally he's not permitted to go to non-Jewish courts. When a Jew has a court case, he presents it to the Jewish courts so that we follow the Jewish legal system. Why is it permitted to bring this to the non-Jewish courts? Says the Braisa, Shehu Mato Miyodam, Shemitoch Kach Yelo Edim, since he is saving his possessions, since he's protecting his own property by doing that, and it's clear that he's only doing that to protect his property, it's permitted. Then the Braisa adds, in Aliyah Kohen, if the person who is making the purchase is a Kohen, Matame Bechutz La'art Lodin Ula'arer Imahim, it is permitted for the Kohen to make himself tame by going to Chutz La'aretz in order to haggle, to fight out with the seller who really has title of the object. In other words, if the non-Jew is not delivering the goods properly, then the Kohen is allowed to make himself tame in Chutz La'aretz in order to attain what he has purchased, to retain what he has purchased. Now what does this mean? What this means is as follows. Chutz La'aretz, you probably have in the background notes on this, that the Chutz La'aretz is anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal instituted that the entire world except for Eretz Yisrael is Tamei Midrabanan. You can make a person Tamei. Normally a person becomes Tamei Minat Torah only if he touches a corpse. Midrabanan, for various reasons, Chazal instituted that a person becomes Tomei Midrabanan for going outside of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz. Now, if a Kohen is already in Chutz La'aretz, it's one thing, but if he's in Eretz Yisrael and he's Tahar, and we know that he's not permitted to make himself Tomei to a Meis, says in the Torah, HaKol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo, in Parshat Emor, he's not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. Any Kohen in Eretz Yisrael is not permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. Why is he prohibited? Because by going there, he's making himself Tamei. And a Kohen is not allowed to make himself Tamei to a Meis. The term of Chutz La'aretz is similar to the term of a Meis. It's the term of a Meis Midrabanan. So, the Braisa teaches that even though it's prohibited Midrabanan for a Kohen to go outside of Eretz Yisrael because of his tumah, nevertheless, if he's going outside only in order to retain his property, in order to fight, to have a court case with someone who doesn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael about a property that he purchased, it is permitted for him to go to Chutz La'aretz. Raisa continues, and Matame Lilmo Torah V'Lisa Isha. It's permitted to make himself Tomei. Lilmo Torah V'Lisa Isha. It's permitted for the Kohen to go outside of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz in order to learn Torah. In other words, if he only can find himself, if he can find himself a Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz, he's permitted to go there and learn. The Lisa Isha, if he can find himself a wife in Chutz La'aretz, he's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz, even though he's becoming Tamei, to marry. Tosfos explains that this is referring to a person who's not going to live in Chutz La'aretz. He's just going there, and he's going to come back when he finishes doing what he has to do. Get married and move back. In any case, this is the halach of that Kohen. Amr of Yehuda. Yehuda explains, Amasai, when is he permitted a Kohen Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz for these reasons, to marry or to learn Torah? This man she ain't mosei l'mot. If he doesn't have a way to learn in an Eretz Yisrael, avo bizman she mosei l'mot, if he can learn in Eretz Yisrael, ain't mitamei. It's not permitted for him to go to Chutz La'aretz. He could learn in Eretz Yisrael, then he's not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. If Yosi omer, afil bizman she mosei l'mot, yitamei, if Yossi argues and says it's permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz even if he can learn in Eretz Yisrael, since if he wants to learn in Chutz La'aretz it seems that the person who's teaching in Chutz La'aretz is more appropriate for this Kohen to learn from. It's a more appropriate teacher for this Kohen, and therefore the Kohen is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz, since he might learn better by that teacher, by the one in Chutz La'aretz. Once again, the Braita teaches that the Kohen is not permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. He's only permitted to go there for a special purpose, such as learning Torah or marrying a woman. There's an argument among the Tanaim whether it's permitted for him to go to learn Torah or marry a woman in Chutz La'aretz if you can find a teacher in Eretz Yisrael or a wife in Eretz Yisrael, or whether he's only permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz if he cannot find a teacher or wife in Eretz Yisrael. Now, before going further, we have to understand something about this Braita. The Braita seems to be teaching that a Kohen is not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. Other people are. Yet we find in the Gemara and Ksuvos, the Gemara teaches that it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavo or to go to any of the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's prohibited to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And we discussed this in Insights over there, when this applies and how it applies, and brought down by the Rambam and other poskim. So, why would the Braita teach that it's prohibited only for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz if he's in Eretz Yisrael? Anyone living in Eretz Yisrael should be prohibited to go to Chutz La'aretz. It's even said about some Gedolei Hadar who never visited Eretz Yisrael because they feared that once they came to Eretz Yisrael, it would be prohibited for them to leave, and they felt that they were necessary still in Chutz La'aretz. That's already questionable. Others say that when a person visits Eretz Yisrael just as a visit, then he's permitted to leave. But in many cases, once a person does live in Eretz Yisrael, he's not permitted to leave, even if he's not a Kohen. Tumah aside, there's a separate prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael. So Yishav Tembo, in the Pasuk, you should live in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the answer to that seems to be that the Braita is teaching that even a Kohen is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz when he can justify going there. Meaning, nobody's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. But a Kohen has two reasons why he can't. One reason is because he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The second reason is because he's a Kohen who's becoming Tomei if he leaves Eretz Yisrael. The Braita is teaching not that it's prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael, but the opposite, that in certain cases it is permitted. It's more important to teach by a Kohen that even a Kohen who has two reasons not to go to Chutz La'aretz is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz when it is necessary. When is that? To marry a woman, to learn Torah, or to deal with a tough customer in Chutz La'aretz. In any case, the Braita then does not mean, it's not limited to a Kohen. The same halacha of the Braita would apply to a Yisrael. If Yisrael wants to go to Chutz La'aretz, any person wants to go to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, it's permitted only for these reasons. Okay, with that clear, we can understand the Braita is talking about two mitzvahs, the two Yisurim, the Yisur of a Kohen becoming Tomei for Tumah Drabanan, or the Yisur of a Jew going to Chutz La'aretz, and it's permitting it for these reasons. Let's discuss the question of Tumah. Tosfos, Dibur Masa Lilmod, teaches that from the Braita it sounds as though only certain mitzvahs permit a person to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, permit a Kohen to go and become Tumah in Chutz La'aretz. These mitzvahs are the most important of mitzvahs. Which are they? To learn Torah. Learning Torah, we know, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. There's no question, it's the most important mitzvah. Gadol Talmud Mitzvah, maybe we say Maaseh. A person cannot keep any of the mitzvahs without first learning Torah. Lisa Isha says in the Torah, the Shevet Torah, it says in the Pasuk that it's from the most important mitzvahs that a person should have children, should multiply. The first mitzvah that says in the Torah. The whole world was created in order to fill it. If so, these two mitzvahs are so important they permit a Kohen to become Tomei and Chutz La'aretz. Similarly, in order to prevent the loss of money, great loss of money, it's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. But to fulfill any other mitzvah tasei, it would not necessarily be permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. That is one way of understanding the Braita, which would be the simplest way and the most obvious way of understanding it. Tosfos, however, cites the She'iltos, during the Chaygon, a very early halachic medrash written shortly after the sealing of the Talmud. And the She'iltos brings down this Braita and makes it clear that it is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz for any mitzvah. The She'iltos says, is the Kohen allowed to go and make himself tamei tumah midrabanan for a mitzvah, for marrying a wife, or for marrying a wife, or for learning Torah? Says the She'iltos, for other mitzvahs, it's obvious that it's permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz. We have this in the Mayim Makomos, so they're interested to find it there. V'sha'ar mitzvot lo tibor lo, for other mitzvahs, it's obvious he could go there. Why? Because if he doesn't go, he's going to lose the mitzvah. How about to marry a wife or to learn Torah? Is he permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz for those mitzvahs? That's the way the She'iltos puts it. Meaning that when the Braita says it's permitted to go to marry a woman or to learn Torah, the Braita means it's permitted even to marry a woman and to learn Torah, not only for other mitzvahs. It's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz for any mitzvah, not only for these. As I was saying, it says in the Braita that it is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz to marry a wife or to learn Torah. It would seem that the Braita permits only for those reasons. However, the She'iltos says no, it's permitted even for those reasons. What do we mean by that? How can we say that it's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz to marry a wife even? It's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz even to marry a wife or learn Torah. Learning Torah is certainly one of the most important mitzvahs. How can it be permitted even to learn Torah? What does it mean that learning Torah is less important? Why should the She'iltos have a question whether it's permitted even to learn Torah or to marry a wife? And the answer to that can be found in Tosfos and Zechoros, which we have in Amari and Makomos. Tosfos explains that according to the She'iltos, the question is whether a person can go to Chutz La'aretz if he could find a wife in Eretz Yisrael, but he desires one that he finds that is presently in Chutz La'aretz. The question is whether a person can learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz if he has someone to learn from in Eretz Yisrael. If he does have the choice of staying in Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah or to marry a woman, but he prefers a woman or a teacher in Chutz La'aretz, is he permitted to go? That's the question of the Braita. According to the She'iltos, it's permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz for any mitzvah. And the Braita says it's even permitted to go to learn Torah or to marry a woman, even though he already can learn Torah or marry a woman in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the point of the Braita is Rabbi Yossi's chiddush, what Rabbi Yossi teaches. Rabbi Yossi says, even if a person has a wife, has someone to learn from in Eretz Yisrael, he's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. The only reason the Braita mentioned learning Torah or marrying a woman is because it knew that Rabbi Yossi will teach that it's permitted to learn Torah or marry a woman in Chutz La'aretz, even if he does have one in Eretz Yisrael. If he wouldn't have been interested in teaching that point, the Braita would have mentioned that in any mitzvah it's permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz. What we're left with is, again, that there are two ways of understanding the Braita. The She'iltos says clearly it's permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz for any mitzvah, since the Chutz La'aretz is only Tumah Midrabanan. Not only that, according to Rabbi Yossi, who is the halachic opinion, it's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz to marry a woman and learn Torah, even though he can stay in Eretz Yisrael and also learn Torah and marry a woman. The other way of understanding is the way that one would learn without knowing the She'iltos and the Tosfos. And Tosfos himself considers this a possibility, a possible way of understanding the Gemara. This other way is that it's only permitted for a Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz to marry or to learn Torah, but not for other mitzvahs. Okay. let's just bring back that subject of a person in who is not a kohen in Lizan Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz La'aretz. If a person who is not a kohen wants to go to Chutz La'aretz, will the same arguments apply? Will we say that according to the She'iltos, he's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz to any mitzvah? Well, that we certainly will say. According to the She'iltos, if it's permitted for a kohen who's not allowed to make himself tamei to go to Chutz La'aretz for a mitzvah, certainly a person who's not a kohen is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz for a mitzvah. How about according to the other way of learning, which Tosfos considers a viable explanation? And many poskim rule accordingly. According to our Gemara, that only, according to the understanding, that only to marry a woman or to learn Torah, it is permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz. When a person is a Kohen, what will be the halacha if a person's not a Kohen, if a person's a Yisrael? And the answer would seem that if a person is not a Kohen, and he's going to Chutz La'aretz does not involve a transgression of Tumah Midrabanan, it is permitted for him to go to Chutz La'aretz for any reason. And that will be clear. That will be accepted according to all the explanations of the Gemara. In other words, the Braisa is discussing a Kohen. That's why it only permits going to Chutz La'aretz for these reasons. But for a non-Kohen, where the only Isser involved is the Isser leaving Eretz Yisrael, well, that Isser will not apply if there is a mitzvah, if a person is being mekayim a mitzvah by going to Chutz La'aretz, and of course if he's going there temporarily and coming back. Right? That is, it could be that it's also midrabanan to leave Eretz Yisrael even temporarily, even if he does plan on coming back, but it will certainly be permitted for a dvar mitzvah. Okay. In any case, the braisa teaches according to the pshat of Tosfos, as opposed to the pshat of She'iltos, that it is only permitted to go for a kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz and be in the family of Midrabanan to marry a woman or to learn Torah. If there's any questions, please ask. All right. The Nitzir in his parish of She'iltos by Mikshayla asked an interesting question. His question is, how can Tosfos suggest that it's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz only to marry a woman or to learn Torah, but not for any other mitzvah? For any other mitzvah, let's say, like Midaraisa. How could Tosfos make such a statement? We find that it's permitted for a Kohen to become Tamei Midrabanan because of Kavod Abrios. The source for this is the Gemara in Brachos, which in fact is the proof that the She'iltos itself brings to prove its point that it's permitted to go to Chutz La'aretz for any mitzvah. Let's take a look at that Gemara. It's also on the Mari Mekomos. We find in Brachos 19b, the Gemara says, if a person finds that he's wearing Kilayim and he's standing in the middle of a marketplace, he must take off his garments and stand unrobed, although it's very embarrassing. And Chochmah the Intuna the Neitzel Neged Hashem. A person has to keep the mitzvahs despite personal embarrassment. As the Gemara, we find that it's permitted for a person to transgress a mitzvah in order to spare him embarrassment. Where is that? It says that if after burying the mace, a dead person, the relative of the dead, the child of the nifter, walks back to his home through a beis hakvaros, and the kohanim that are in the procession following him in order to escort him, says that if they're allowed to follow the other through the beis hakvaros in order to escort him, mishim kvodo, because that's the way that you honor an avol, by walking with him, not having him walk alone after the kura. Why are they allowed to be metami themselves? Just because of kavod. If you say that embarrassment is not an excuse for transgressing the mitzvah, then how come in this case because they're embarrassed, because it'll be embarrassing for the aval to walk home alone, it's permitted for the kohen to escort him through a basic varos. And so the Gemara, the basic varos through which one a kohen may escort an aval is a basic varos midrabanan. It's called the beis hapras. Beis hapras is a number of different beis hapras which are termed beis hapras. One is if a grave was in a field and a plow inadvertently, a person plowed over the grave, the entire area around the grave now might have bones in it because the plow might have dragged the bones. The whole area is called the beis hapras, and a kohen is not permitted to go there midrabanan, since midaraisa he is permitted because there are no known graves except for the one which he's not standing on. There's only a chashash, a possibility that some of the bones from that grave might have been spread to other parts of the field. That's one kind of beis hapras. In any case, a beis hapras is a beis hakvaros midrabanan. A kohen is only permitted to go into beis hakvaros midrabanan because of kavod, not a beis hakvaros midaraisa. Okay, so we have on the screen something from the background, please, after that, based on Christ. In any case, why is it permitted for a kohen to be in the Tame and Tuf Midrabanan? Because of Kavod. Because of Kavod, it's permitted for him to be the Tame and Tuf in a basic Christ Midrabanan. How about for a mitzvah sasei? Is a mitzvah tasei more important than kavod, than self-respect of a Jew? Or is a mitzvah tasei less important than kavod? Which one? Well, from the Tosfos in our Gemara, it would seem that it's less important than kavod. Because although it's permitted for a kohen to make himself tamei midrabanan for kavod, to honor an aval that he's walking with, nevertheless it's prohibited for him to go through Eretz Amin, which is another type of Beis HaKvaros Midrabanan. It's prohibited for him to walk through Eretz Amin for Mitzvah Tasei. This implies that a Mitzvah Tasei is important, but not as important as Kavod. For Kavod, a kohen could make himself Tamei Midrabanan. But for a Mitzvah Tasei, a kohen cannot make himself Tamei Midrabanan. That would seem to be the conclusion based on our Gemara. But if we take a look at the Gemara in Brachos that we just read, it would seem to be that the opposite is true. We know that a mitzvah tasei is more important than the iser of kilayim. Let's say a person's wearing a garment made of pishtam, and he has tzitzis that he wants to put on it that are made of semer. Well, tying semer to pishtam would make a garment of kilayim. But on the other hand, if he wears the semer tzitzis, he'll be mekayim a mitzvah tasei. Is a mitzvah tasei important enough to push off the lo tasei of kilayim? Answers, yes, of course. The Torah says that when faced with the mitzvah of wearing tzitzit, a person is allowed to transgress the mitzvah of kilayim. He's allowed to wear tzitzit, even though it seems to be prohibited normally. It normally is prohibited because of kilayim. So mitzvah tasei is permitted to wear kilayim. How about for covered abriyos? Is it permitted to wear kilayim? If you're walking in the marketplace and if you take off your garments with kilayim, it's going to be terribly embarrassing for you. Are you allowed to continue wearing the kilayim? We said no. We see that when it comes to iter asei, when it comes to mitzvah asei, we say that mitzvah asei is more important than covered abriyos. We see that with regard to any, it's a los essay. A los essay is pushed off by an essay. Essay, doche los essay. We discussed that in Yevamos foray in many places. Whereas, when it comes to Kavod Abriyos, wouldn't that show that a mitzvah essay is more important than Kavod Abriyos? If so, if it's permitted to go through a Beis HaKvaros Midrabanan because of Kavod Abriyos, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and in Brachos, it's permitted to go to Eretz Anim, it's permitted to go to a Beit HaPras because of Kavod Abriyos, it says in Brachos, and then certainly it should be permitted to go to a Beit HaKvaros Midrabanan to fulfill a mitzvah tasei, because the mitzvah tasei is more important. In fact, we say that it's even Doche and Nitzah Daraisa normally. Just to prevent confusion here, I want to make this clear. The Mitzvah Saseh can never be Doche, the Issah for a Kohen, to go into Beis HaKvaros, because that Issah is a Lo Saseh Va'aseh. The prohibition of a Kohen going to Beis HaKvaros is both a Lo Saseh and an Aseh. Doshim Tiyu, and the Gemara says, and from the Seel Lama Gemara, and other places. So we're not discussing that the Mitzvah Saseh should be Doche going into Beis HaKvaros. That's not the point. The point is that a Mitzvah Saseh is Doche another Issah, which is only a Lo Saseh, such as Kelayim. Yet Kavod HaBriyos is not Doche that. If so, when Kavod HaBriyos is Doche, the Issah Drabanan of going into Beis HaKvaros, into Beis HaKvaros Mi Drabanan, certainly, and Mitzvah Saseh should be Doche that Issah. That's the question of the Nesir. Seems to be a very strong question. How can we answer the Nesiv's question? So I want to suggest as follows. A number of ways to explain this. I would suggest as follows. We find that when the Rabbana, Rashi says an interesting thing in Brachos. Why is it that the Rabbanan permitted going into a place of past Rabbanan? Why is the Rabbanan permitted going to go to the Mitamis of Tumad Rabbanan, but not to be Mitamis Tumad Dairaisa? Not to do an Issa Dairaisa? Rashi explains as follows. He says, Kibun de Mid Rabbanan hu da'asur, since the Issa of Beit HaPrat is only Mid Rabbanan, Rabbanan hu da'achluha li'yatrayu v'gavei ovo. The Rabbanan were mocha their kavod for the sake of the oval, to allow the kohen to accompany the oval. What in the world does that mean? The Rabbanan were mocha their kavod for the sake of the oval. Who's discussing the Rabbanan's kavod? When the Rabbanan said not to go to a Beis HaPrat, it's for their kavod that they said that. They said not to go to a Beis HaPrat because they thought it necessary to make it their Jerbanan, to make it the Yod Torah, to institute that a person should not even go into a Beis HaPrat, lest he come into a Beis HaKvaros, that's a real Beis HaKvaros, Midaraisa. Since Beis HaPrat is somewhat like a Beis HaKvaros, people might confuse the two. If you allow him to go into a Beis HaPrat, he'll go into a Beis HaKvaros. That's why the Rabbanan said not to go. If so, why should they permit it for an Ovo by saying, we forego our honor? Mokal are covered. What's that have to do? What are we talking about? Rabbanan's covered. You're not allowed to go into a Beis HaPrat because it's similar to a Beis HaKvaros, and the Rabbanan were afraid you could be over the Issur Torah of going into Beis HaKvaros. How could they say we're Mokal are covered and therefore we allow a coin to go into the Beis HaPrat because of the oval? But that's two of their covered. Well, the way to understand this, I believe, is that Rashi's telling us that it's true it's the Torah's honor that's at stake, but who defines the Torah's honor here? It's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that we think this will not be showing proper honor for the Torah. We think that it won't be proper to go into a Beis HaPrat because people will confuse this with a Beis HaKvaros. It's the Rabbanan's postulate here. The Rabbanan are suggesting that it's not proper to permit a coin to go into Beis HaKvaros because we think that people will confuse this with a Beis HaKvaros Dairaisa. So, it's true that it's the Rabbanan's job to determine what the Torah would consider proper and what would be best for the honor of the Torah, but if someone else comes and challenges that and says, well, maybe that's not so necessary, maybe that wouldn't be necessary for the covenant of the Torah. In such a case, it's the Rabbanan's honor that's at stake. And therefore, transgressing an Issur Rabbanan can be looked at either as showing disrespect to the Torah, if a person accepts the Rabbanan's statement that, well, this will cause disrespect. If you go into Beis HaKvaros, you might go into Beis HaKvaros. If you accept that and still go into Beis HaKvaros, you're showing disrespect to the Torah. Or going into the Beis HaKvaros could show disrespect to the Rabbanan, saying, I don't accept this statement in the first place. No, so I will go into Beis HaKvaros, it's not so terrible. I won't go into a Beis HaKvaros. I want to hear the Rabbanim say. He's trying to speak back to the Rabbanim. That's what Rashi means to say when he says that the Rabbanim were ready to forego their honor in order to allow the Kohen to escort the Avos through the Beis HaPras. They say, even though walking through the Beis HaPras shows disrespect for our values, since we recommended that a person not go through a Beis HaPras lest he go through a Beis HaKloros, nevertheless, we'll allow our Avos to do that. Well, if we look at it like this, let's think about how we can apply this to a mitzvah saseh. We said for an avol, the rabbanim say, we'll forego our honor. Will they say the same thing when a person says, I want to be mekayem a mitzvah saseh. I want to go to the Beis HaPras to be mekayem a mitzvah saseh. Is by saying, don't go into the Beis HaPras. Because if you go in, you might walk into a Beis HaKvaros. Well, you want to show respect to the Torah, you want to show respect to the mitzvot. You can't say, well, the mitzvah saseh is more important than showing respect to the Torah. The mitzvah saseh certainly isn't. You can't say mitzvah saseh doka lo saseh in this case. As we said, a Beis HaKvaros is a lo saseh v'aseh, there's no dechiyah involved at all. It's just that you say, well, a mitzvah saseh is so important, let's worry about the respect for the Torah. Everybody says, we're respecting the Torah by telling you not to go into the Beis HaKvaros. So you say, well, I want to go in because I think that doing a mitzvah is better. Then you're showing disrespect to the Rabbanan. We're not going to forego our honor for that because we think that this is the best way to show respect to the Torah. It's only when Ovel is in question, showing respect to an Ovel is the question, then we could say, the Rabbanan say, well, over here it's showing respect to the Torah, again, showing respect to the Ovel. Well, we'll allow the Ovel to go in, and we'll say that maybe we don't have to prohibit going into a Beis HaPras all the time, even though it's somewhat disrespectful to the Rabbanim to say, so we'll forego our honor for the benefit of the Avol. When the person wants to go in, giving the excuse of being Mekayim and Mitzvah Saseh, then certainly being Mekayim and Mitzvah Saseh is no excuse for going into a Beis HaKvaros Rabbanim, because he can't say, well, I want to show respect to the Torah, because the Rabbanim are showing respect to the Torah by the exam in the first place. That's why, even though a Mitzvah Saseh is certainly more important than Kovod Abriyas, as we find with regard to Kilayim, a person's allowed to wear Kilayim for Mitzvah Saseh, but not for Kovod Abriyas. Nevertheless, when it comes to Xerah Drabanan, it's certainly more important for them to take into consideration. They could take into consideration, excuse me, the self-respect of an Avol, whereas they will not take into consideration the respect for Mitzvah Saseh. When it comes to Mitzvah Saseh, they will say, well, we are showing you the best way to show respect to the Torah. Our way of showing respect to the Torah is better than your way. Whereas, when it comes to Kavod Abriyos, then they're showing respect to a person. That's coming into contrast with the Mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Showing respect to the Avol is not going to be showing respect to the Torah, but the Rabbanan said, well, we'll forego our honor and we'll allow you to go in order to show respect to the Avol. That's when Kavod Abriyos is Docha, the mitzvah Drabanan. And that's why it's not Docha, that's why, and Mitzvah Saseh is not Docha, the mitzvah Drabanan.